Charlie! Hey, Charlie! Charlie, 40 years. He ain't got you yet. Yeah. Lord, how long I've been calling Charlie.
Do it, Sam.
Lord, don't go home and whoop your wife if I play these blues now.
Do it.
One night, went home, my wife told me, son, don't go out no more and play them blues, do I keep? Yes.
I thought I'd eaten chewing gum.
them hands. Who gonna kiss your red rosy cheek? Who gonna be your man, girl? John Henry's come to you. Can't you see my wagon going to town? Grandma, I want you to buy a 9-pound hammer. I beat a steam drill down, gone. Boy, when that wagon got back in town that morning, funny thing. I was a water boy, you know. This fella here is can of steel. John Henry's camel told him to get his 9-pound hammer you've been talking about. Seen him when he spit on his hand. Rubbed them together. Picked up that hammer. Winked his eye at me. Heard him when he come in his drive. Down here is Captain Thompson. Look at him, son.
Hey, whoa, come on, brother.
So I hear that fast passenger train coming 5 miles up a track.
How much you get
it? Got a giant out of this track. Got to have it down before it gets you. Okay. That train blows. Didn't come through here sideways. Swept everybody off the ground.
I ain't pop.
Hey, Chief.
Hey, son.
Come up here while I get these few cones off here. Yeah, son, I'm gonna have to eat gravy for breakfast. Now I see steak. Poked up. How you feeling, Chief?
Sam, I feel pretty good tonight.
Yeah?
I feel pretty good tonight, Sam. And how do you feel? How do you feel, Sam?
How I feel?
How do you feel, Sam?
I feel like a hook around a whiskey keg.
A hook around a whiskey keg?
Yeah. Well,
how's that, Sam?
All the way around it, Chief, and wish to God that I was in it.
Yeah. I bet you do it, Dad. I bet you do it. Sam, I want you to stay with me and help me a little while.
Well, you know I'll do that, Chief.
The reason I ask you, because a man and his wife come here this morning, and the wife said to me, she said, Chief, I'm glad you're back. I said, well, it's glad to be back. She said, I come here to see that big old rattlesnake you had. Have you still got him? I said, I believe I have. She said, I'd sure like to see that snake. I said, all right. if I can get old Sam to help me, I said, we'll bring him out here and we'll stretch him out and let you take a good look at him. By the way, Sam, that's where you come in.
That's why I go out.
Well, Sam, all I want you to do, you take the old rattlesnake by the head and I'll take him by the tail. And we'll stretch him out here and let the good folks look at him.
What you say there, Nike?
All I want you to do, take the old rattlesnake by the head and I'll take him by the tail. And we'll stretch him out here and let the good folks look at him.
Chief, let's vice versa, that thing.
What do you mean, vice versa, Sam?
You hold head and let me hold tail.
You want me to hold head? Well, Sam, you're not afraid of a rattlesnake, are you?
I ain't scared of three kinds.
You're only afraid of three kinds of snakes now, just a moment. Now, what kind are they?
Little one, big one, and a dead one.
Well, you won't have to be afraid of this old snake. He won't bite you, Sam. He won't bite you.
Whoever here tell him a snake won't bite? Now, how come I ain't got to be scared? And how come you say he won't bite?
Well, I raised him from a baby, Sam. I raised this old snake from a baby. He will not bite you.
What that got to do by biting by you raising him from a baby?
Well, Sam, this old rattlesnake was raised on milk. He was raised on milk, Sam, and he will not bite you.
Yeah, Chief, I was raised on milk, too, but I eat meat now, you know.
Well, Sam, you don't understand what I mean.
Yeah.
When I say he will not bite you, now I mean that he will not bite you, Sam.
Well, how come?
Well, he's a very old snake. He's very old, Sam. He will not bite you.
What oldness got to do with a snake biting bite?
Well, he can't bite you, Sam. He cannot bite you.
Oh, how come?
Well, this old snake ain't got no teeth. He's got no teeth, Sam. He can't bite you.
Yeah, Chief, but he can gum me.
He can gum me? I guess he could gum.
Where's that?
All right, I'll tell you what to do. Some of you will go on a fishing trip, but if you do, neighbor, you might get bit by a deadly poison rattlesnake. Now, if you ever do get bit by a rattlesnake, neighbor, you had better know what to do and do it very quick, because, friend, you haven't got long to live. You have about 1 hour to get to your good doctor. Now, in case that you cannot get to your good doctor in 1 hour, that's where I come in. And if I can save one man, one woman, or one little child while I'm here, my work here has been complete, and I can truthfully say I have saved hundreds of men, women, and children's lives every place I go. Some of you remember me a few years ago. I'm the same old Indian that had the pleasure of saving a little girl's life. I had my wife with me. We were driving through your highway, not too far from here. We noticed a gathering of people standing on the road. My wife said, you'd better stop. She said, there might be an accident. Maybe we can help somebody. I drove up and stopped. I got on the car and asked the man, is there an accident? The man said, Chief, a little girl just got bit by a rattlesnake. I said, where's she at? He said, she's sitting right over there underneath the tree with her mother. The wife and I walked over, and I noticed her mother sitting on the ground, and the little girl was lying in her lap. She looked up at me and the wife. She said, pardon me. Are you folks Indians? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, do you know anything about a rattlesnake? I says, I most certainly do. She said, my little girl just got bit. She said, we stopped here to rest. And while we were resting, she said the little girl had saw some flowers along the highway. She asked her mother if she could walk over and pick up a few flowers while they were resting, and the mother says, yes. As that little girl walked over and reached down to pick up a beautiful flower, there happened to be a rattlesnake there. He called up and he jumped, and he bit the little girl right on her arm. Neighbor, her little arm was swelling up twice its size. She had a very high temperature fever, just about out of her head. The mother said, can you do anything for my baby? I said, yes, ma'am, I can save your daughter's life. I can save her life. She said, if you can, please take my money, take my car, take everything I've got, but do something quick. I looked at her for a moment. I said, lady, I'm sorry. You don't have to pay me. The wife and I ran back to my car, and I got something and brought it back. I took the poison from that little girl's arm. I took the swelling down from her arm. I took the fever down from her little head. I said, mother, leave her lay down about 20 minutes. After 20 minutes, we stood the little girl on her feet. As that little girl gradually opened her eyes, she started to smile. The mother said, is my daughter all right? I said, lady, your daughter is perfectly all right. You can take her home. I had men and women standing there with tears in their eyes, and not a soul knew what to do. I'm going to show you what I can do right in front of your very eyes. I want you to watch this. Now, I'm the only man that comes here that does this. I want somebody here today. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how young you are. I want somebody tonight with rheumatism. If you got rheumatism right now, down your knee so bad you can't bend your knee, I'm going to give you the same thing I gave that little girl. And that's one of my little bottles here. Take this little bottle. Go any place on the ground here tonight. Open that bottle. Take some of that oil in your hand. Rub that down your knee like that. And exercise your knee up and down. Neighbor, 1 minute by your clock or watch. I'll take the pain, the ache, the swelling, the stiffness, the soreness from your knee. And if you're standing here right now and you cannot raise your hand above your head like that, a lot of people call it bursitis up here in the joints. take some of that oil, rub it in that shoulder, and neighbor, lift that hand up and down in 1 minute. But if you got an old mother and father home like I have, somebody with rheumatism in the back so bad they can't see, you go home tonight, take some of the hand, tell them to rub it in the back. Now tell them to bend up and down one or two times is all they need. Wait, I'll do something quicker than that. Watch this. I'll do something quicker than that. Now here's something hard to believe, but you can do this right here. If there's anybody standing out there with a headache, I'm going to relieve you of a headache in 1 minute. Banton, how much is that bottle? That bottle sells in every reputable drugstore for $2. That's a family-sized bottle. I used to bring in here a small bottle, a very small bottle for $1. There's a $2 bottle in every drugstore, a family-sized bottle, enough to last you all year. I'm not going to charge you $2 tonight. This is my first demonstration tonight. So tonight, on my first demonstration, I'm going to cut the price in two. I'm going to give you a $2 bottle for the small price of $1 with this understanding and guarantee. Neighbors, you don't have to go home to use the bottle. You can go any place on the grounds and use it. And if I fail to relieve you of a headache, fail to relieve you of a toothache, fail to give you the greatest relief you've ever had for rheumatism, pain, stiff joint swelling, don't keep it. Bring the bottle back and get your little dollar bill back. I'll ask old Sam to wait upon you. Sam will wait upon you, man. Sam, wait upon you. $1 for one bottle. $1 for one bottle.
Give me two.
Man takes two bottles of beer. $1 for $1. Any pain or ache in that body, Sam, wait upon you. Sam, wait upon you there. $1 bottle. Any pain or ache in that body. Rheumatism pain. Stiff joints. Swelling, aches, and pains in your body. $1 bottle. You got an old mother. Rheumatism. Take that home for that mother and father. Give this man another one. $1 for one bottle. Anybody else here? Rheumatism pain, stiff joints, swelling, pains in your body. Just rub that on. A headache, a toothache, stung with a wasp or a bee. Put a drop on. Anybody else that can have $1 bottle. And stand where you are. We're going to start the show right away. Stand where you are. We're going to start the show right away, ladies and gentlemen. $1 for one bottle. Anybody else want a bottle? $1 for one bottle. $1 for one bottle. Anybody else want a bottle? Rheumatism pain, stiff joints, swelling, aches, and pains in the body.
I ain't gonna beg nobody.
Don't beg anybody, Sam.
I've been quit begging.
I know you have, Sam. Don't beg anybody.
I ain't gonna beg nobody.
Don't beg now, Sam.
Somebody please buy them.
All right, come on in now. Come on in, Sam. Sam's going to entertain you now. He's going to make you laugh. I want you to watch him. Now, he's going to make you laugh tonight. So you stand here. You're in for a wonderful treat here tonight. Sam, are you getting about ready?
You going to do that? I can't show. Somebody put some rags in his mouth. The good Lord had to have a steady hand and cut the hole when he's making his mouth. Cut his whole damn head off. Way back to his ears.
You warned me to death, boy.
I know it.
The devil ought to take a hammer when he get on there on the budget.
I know it.
Go ahead. Go, we're going to pay you. What you telling them? We won't.
Tell them that. Now, give me
a
little kick, y'all.
I bet he ain't got that much brain in his head.
Arab brain
brother. That's
an Arab brain
brother. Yeah.
Come on, tell me around the
map. Don't think nobody see him unless he's making a lot of noise.
That's the truth. I'm going to make a lot.
I got something for you after a while.
I got the money if you got time. Come on.
If you get home tonight, I'll eat you up, but it ain't got it. But I'm going to make you your pants be down below your knees all the time. You never get home tonight.
Come on.
Now, if you just be quiet, brother, can you be quiet one minute?
I
just want to see.
All right.
I wish I had some okra.
I'll say that. Go ahead.
Put in my front.
I'll say that.
That's what I want, don't. Hey, pretty mama, they just want, don't. Soft and easy, they good and greasy. Oh, I love. I'm crazy about them. Now, mister, I'm a man, I come from New Orleans. Crazy about my greasy greens. I can't get them three times a day. I get mad I walk on away, but down. Turn is good, don't. Hey, Lord, I eat them all if I could. Soft and easy, they good and reason. Oh, how I love. I'm crazy about them. Now way down south where I was born, raised good, good greens and corn, sweet potato and black-eyed peas, green made a man pecan trees, but down sun is good. Hey, Lord, I eat them all if I could. Soft and easy, they're good and greasy. Oh, I love. I'm crazy about them. Now, little girl, don't you tell me what your mama don't allow. I want some greens anyhow. Quick as I eat them sugar, I'll be gone. Your mama won't know we slipped them on. But down, sure is good, don't. People smell them all around the neighborhood. Soft and easy, they good and greasy. Oh, I love. I'm crazy about it. Miss, I see green up on your shelf. Must be saving them for someone else. I have some greens in that pot. How much greasy greens you got? That's what I want, don't. Hey, pretty mama, it just won't don't. Soft and easy, they're good and greasy. Oh, how I love them. I'm crazy about them. Of that meat, it must have been fat. You cook green, so greasy like that. You use nothing but natural lean. Sure, God cooked some whopping good greens. Well, just won't down. Soft and easy, good and greasy. And oh, I love down. I'm crazy about it. Oh, yeah. It's time for breakfast this morning. Yeah, I never will forget. I never will forget. I had a sad accident that happened to me. Sad, sad accident. I was laying down in my own house, tending to my own business. You know, I take my beauty nap every day at noon, and I sleep my mouth open. You know, a rat took my mouth to be a rat hole, and rattled it, and ran in my mouth, and I swallowed him down. I jumped up. I said, "What is it?" She said, "What is it?" Oh, I said, "I swallowed a rat." She said, "Now, there you go. We just brought me and the doctor just brought you off and down there, and we got to send your rat back down there." I said, "No. I swallowed a rat, showing up." She said, "How'd it happen?" I started laying down flat on my back, you know, I take my beauty nap. You know, I sleep my mouth open. Yeah. I said, rat took my mouth to be a rat hole and running down. I swallowed him down. She said, "Hadn't you better go see a doctor?" I said, "I reckon so." That rat was cutting up in my stomach when I got down to that doctor's office. I said, "Doc, I got rat eat on the stomach." He said, "Yeah, and we got to send you rat back down where you come. That's where you're going." I said, "No, Doc, you done gone and lost your mind again, I reckon." I said, "No, Doc. I swallowed a rat." He said, "How'd it happen?" I said, "I was laying down flat on my back. You know, I sleep, take my beauty nap every day at 12, you know, good looking rascal like me. Yeah, and I sleep my mouth open." He said, "Yes." And I rat took my mouth, be a rat hole, and run in there, and I swallowed him down. He said, "Ain't much I can do about that, but I can give you good advice." I said, "Doc, please,
give me that good advice, huh? He said, you go up down that grocery store, you get your 10 cents for the good old strong Limburger cheese. I said, yes, I do. And he said, you go get your old Tom's cat. I said, yes, I do. And you go back down to your own house and lay down flat on your back. Place that cat on your chest and the cheese on your chin. Say, when that rat gets smelling them good old Limburger cheese, he'd come up and that cat catch him. I said, yes, I do. I've done this like the doctor said, you know. I went on up that grocery store and slapped a dime on the counter. Give me 10 cents for them good old strong Limburger cheese, grocery, and make them strong. Yeah, he cut me off a piece. I could smell them while he's cutting them, you know. I believe that rat smelled them too, because it turned over my stomach one time. Yeah. Now, I didn't have no Thomas cat, but I know old lady Stacy couldn't hear nor see good either, so I borrowed that cat. People say I stole him, but stealing and borrowing the same thing. If you borrow something, you know you ain't gonna pay it back. If you steal something, you devil, you know you ain't gonna care it back. So I borrowed that cat. I went on down to my own house, taking that doctor's advice. I laid down flat on my back, placed the cat on my chest, cheese on my chin. I was laying there, you know. Well, by and by, that rat come in smelling them good old Limburger cheese, and I feel him. When he's coming on up, I feel him making a step right out of my ribs. I'm coming on up. And after a while, that rat made a dive for the cheese, and a cat made a dive for the rat. Right there where I did it. Oh, I did it. Damn if I didn't swallow a rat, cat, cheese, and all. Yeah, the funny things happen in the world, you know. I never will forget when me and a Britishman and a Frenchman, we're discussing who could stand the most gas. I said I could stand the most for a good old America, and the Britishman said I could stand it for an Englishman, and the Frenchman said, bonsoir, I can stand it too. Yeah, all of we didn't have no gas. Well, we never had enough money to buy none, but we... I tell you what we done, we got a big old billy goat. And we put him in a airtight room and run him around in there. First thing went in there was a Frenchman. He went in for France. He stayed in there 2 seconds, come out with his hat on, bonsoir. Then, next one, the British. He went in for Great Britain, you know. He went in there and he stayed about 2 seconds, he come out. Got enough. I was going in for a good old America, you know. Yeah, I said, let me in there. Yeah, they run the billy goat around 2 or 3 minutes, then told me to jump in there. I run in there and I run around through there again, and then I run around through there myself and jumped up and down, and pulled off my coat and held them on. You know what happened? Damn goat come out. People talking about Uncle Sam this, Uncle Sam that, Uncle Sam t'other. Just look what he done for the poor little pitiful woman folk. Made time so tight on they couldn't buy powder, they had to use flour. Wasn't nothing for me on a hot July day when they get to sweating and walking down the street. I just reach my hand on their chin and catch biscuits dropping off. People learn about Uncle Sam this, Uncle Sam that. Yeah, look what he done for me. Put me on a little old fuzzy box back suit. Throw the rifle in my arm, stuck a bayonet on it. Put a soldier on my right hand side, a soldier on my left hand side, and a jackleg preacher behind me. Open up a little testament. Say, march on, my three brave men that are victorious, march on. Man on my right-hand side, he got shot out. Old Reverend didn't make it a bit better. March on. My two brave men that are victors, march on. Man on my left-hand side, he get shot out. Old Reverend didn't make it no better. March on. My one brave man of the victors, march on. I said, yes, Reverend, but it's time to curve now. When I struck out and them Germans shot at me, I heard the bullet twice. Heard it one time when it passed me, and I heard it when I passed it again down the road. Yeah,
Old Rabin couldn't get close enough to catch nothing but the tip end of my coat tail. He's right behind me. Yeah, when he caught hold of the tip end of my coat tail, he opened up that little testament. Said, don't run, son. By God, we live. And by God, we die. I said, yes, Rabin. Turn my coat tail loose, and by God, I'm going to fly. Yeah. Now, here's a piece of paper here. You know what it says? Lord God. This is Jews' paper, you know. I found the Jews back out. Yeah. There's an old man was getting off a streetcar, and his foot slipped, and he broke his leg, and they carried him to the hospital, and he died instantly. Now, mine don't read over here like this. You know what it say here? Old man, cut off a little shoulder, street car, feet flip, there he are. That look at here, though. Now, they don't need to go into that whole lot of great detail like this. Look what it say here. Say that. Sam June's pool room, his wife brought his dinner to him. On a March day, and the wind blew a drizzle up a little, and a little boy left, Sam Jones took a pool stick and knocked his eye out. Carried him to the hospital. He died instantly. Now, don't read that way over here. Look what it said on this side. Cut off a little shoulder, but the same thing. Wind blew, dressed high. Boy looked, lost eye. Look at here, old Lady Kate. Now look here. Say, old Lady Kate. She was the mother of 28 children. They took her to the hospital this morning, and she died instantly. Now you turn right back over here. You ain't gonna go through no long detail. Look what it says. Old Lady Kate. She had 28. She would have had another, but damn if it ain't too late. I never will forget. When I was on that trolley car that time in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, I was on that trolley car, and I was sitting down inside a big fat mama. And after a while, we rode a little piece, man said, ding, ding. I said, what's happened? He said, all off, big boy, this far as I'm going. That big fat mama got off, she chained every time I chained. Looked like she weighed about 400 pounds. Yeah. After a while, I rode about a humpteen, looked like no mile. My money's getting a little, little, and a little, little. After a while, that streetcar man said, ding, ding. I said, what happened? He said, all off, big boy, this far as I'm going. I got off, big fat mama got off right side of me. Me and her, my money's getting a little, little, and a little low. I rode about a humpteen more blocks over that streetcar conductor Jeff. Ding, ding! I said, what happened? It's all off, big boy. This far as I'm going. Me and that big fat mama got off and changed cars. After a while, we riding on that and along, and after a while, them cars, trolley car met another trolley car and had a collision and knocked me and that mama down a big 50-foot field. Every once in a while, she'd roll over on me, and after a while, I'd roll over on her. And after a while, she'd roll over on me. Then again, I'd roll on over her. When we hit down the bottom of that field, she was on top of me. I never had no bell to ring, but I told her, I said, all off, big fat mama. She said, how come? I said, this far as I'm going. Funny things happen in this world. I never will forget when I was on that train. I was on the train, you know, and a whiny old come through there. First spoke to me.
I said,
how are you, mister?
Why?
I said, all right, how are you?
Why,
and a lady sitting over there with a baby in her lap, you know. He was kind of on the ugly side, you know. His mouth was long enough to eat peas out of jug. And that whiny old looked old and spotty. He said, lady, that kind of ugly little baby you got there. Lady said, I He said, I can't help it with you. Say, sure God is ugly. But whiny, you know, walking through the train. She said, don't talk about my baby like that. She come in, crying. The conductor come running in there. Say, what's the matter, lady? Said, that old whiny old talking about my baby. Say, he's ugly. The conductor said, well, we don't allow nobody to insult people on this train. Said, he called a cook, the sheriff cook, said, come here. Said, come in here. Say, you fix this lady a plate. And he walked back to the door and looked back and said, by the way, fix the monkey one too, baby. Yeah. 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 Funny things happen in this world. Yeah. Funny things happen in this world. Yeah. I'm standing here thinking and thought about a grown man that particular fist and hit a woman. He ought to be carried 11 miles above the cloud and made to walk back. I never in my life seen my pa raise his hand this way to hit my ma. He always uppercut it over there. Hey. Yeah. I don't know. Ah, little fire. You ain't scared of fire either, the way you've been coming. When you got to go down and torment and meet that old man down there with that pitchfork. Yeah. Yeah? I'm thinking and thoughting about back in ancient time when bullfrog counting up collection, boy go see a girl, they're sitting on an old settee about these many wide. Ma sitting over there with a half a box of snuff in her mouth. Pa sitting over there with an old cob pipe in his mouth. An old 8-day clock sitting up on the shelf. Take your time. Take your time. Take your time. But nowadays, things have changed. Boy go see a girl now. Pa going to the poker game. Ma going to the bear garden. That boy in score squeeze. Down in a little old settee about these many big. Little old 98-cent clock sitting up on the shelf. Get together. Yeah. Yeah. Funny things happen in this world. Yeah. Funny things in this world happen. I never will forget when I was on that trail and on that train heading for Mobile, Alabama.
I'm coming.
And I sat down and tried a young teenage girl. Oh, she weighed about 150, my size, you know. Yeah. And the time I sat down inside, I said, excuse me, lady, I'm a drummer from Mobile. She didn't say anything at all, you know. And we rode on down a little bit further. I said, lady, I'm a drummer from Mobile. What might be your name? She didn't say anything. After a while, we passed by a man. He's flying one of them long-haired donkeys. And he give a hoop. About time we got by me. Oh, I said, excuse me, lady. I'm a drummer for Mobile. Can you tell me what's that out there hollering like that? She said, where his feet look, and where his yell flop down, and where he holler, he's like another one of them damn drummers from Mobile. Yeah? Yeah? Funny thing that happened in this world. Yeah? Yes, after them few remarks, I'm endeavorated to sing you a song. The title of it is, Never Go Around With A Man's Wife, Let You Go Two Rounds With Him. Yes. Yes. My daddy told me one time, son, I said, yes, sir, Paul. He said, I know where some cub bears at, and I know exactly when time that old mammy bear leave. I said, yes, sir, Paul. He said, I want you to go to Reagan and go down with me. I said, yeah, I'll go down, sir. We went on down to the bear's den. You know, my paw, I had one of the pawniest paws ever since Paul's got to be Paul. And I had one of the roguish's paws ever since Paul's got to be Paul. He could steal a chicken off the poles and leave the feathers up there cackling. Yeah, my paw was a lion paw. Yeah. He said, I know where that couple of bears at now. I said, yeah, sir. He said, I want you to go down there with me. Paul had an old mule called Simo. Yeah, Paul fed him well, you know. Simo, reason they call him Simo, you could see more rib than you could mule. Yeah, Yeah, I'm warming up. Yeah, yeah. Old Seymour could trot so fast, you'd have had to get somebody to hold a hole in front of him and keep his feet from catching on fire. Yeah, everybody called him Razorback 80, but his right name was Seymour. Pa had fed him high. Yeah, Pa fed old Seymour high. Put Seymour in the stable and throw the hay in the loft. Yeah. He said, let's go down now. I want you to rob them back. We want to rob them while I over cut back. She leave at 12 o'clock every day. So I've been watching her for 3 days. Yeah, I said, all right, Pa. We went on down and we got to the den. Sure enough, Mammy Bear was gone. Yeah. Pa said, you stay up on there now. I'm going down in the den. I said, all right, Pa. Pa went down in that den. Wasn't 2 minutes time before Mom Bear come. When she come, she run by me and run in the hole, and I grabbed her by the tail. Pa hollered up, hey, son. I said, yes, sir. What dark in the hole? I said, you'll find out if the tail hole break. Yeah. Yeah, the funny thing now. From his back, on around his neck, to straighten up, Jack. Now you better straighten up and uncramp them wings and, man, you better straighten up and, Papa don't. Told the monkey, say, you choking me. Release this tight hold, swear to God I'll set you free. Monkey looked the buzzard rat dead in the eyes. That sound teaching, Jack. I believe you're telling a lie. You better straighten up, big boy. I'm cramped them wings and, oh, you better straighten up and, Papa don't. Oh, oh, I went to a church, laid my hat on a seat. Lady signing on, ain't this sweet? Excuse me, lady, you got me wrong. Let me have that thing you're sitting down on. You better straighten up now. Oh, you better straighten up now. Hey, you better straighten up, man. Called Cherry Red. Shimmied in front of the fool, fell dead. Shimmied in a Cadillac, shimmied on a Ford. God, she shuck it on the running board. You better straighten up, hon. Oh, you better straighten up now. Hey, you better straighten up, and. Well, you all day. Yeah, I thought he's done.